Now, Wisconsin's safer at home order has been hard on everybody just about, including kids. Since schools are closed, they're having to do all their school stuff at home without physically hanging out with their friends. And forget about the big birthday parties, sleepovers, or family vacations. But they're making the best of it, and some of them are writing, check that, reporting about life under quarantine. Laura Lundgren is a former English teacher and Middleton resident. She's the editor-in-chief of the Quarantine Times, a new kid-centered newspaper she launched last month. Laura, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Also with us, Laura's 10-year-old daughter, Claire, who is the assistant editor of the Quarantine Times. Claire, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Laura, tell us how the Quarantine Times got started.
Yeah, I was watching everything get canceled, as we all were in the middle of March, and realizing kids especially were just not going to have anything to look forward to. No spring break trips, no sports. And I thought, man, what are kids going to do during this time? And woke up one morning and said, I've got an idea. I'm going to start a newspaper, give kids a place to process what they're living through and write their own version of this history and make it a way to connect with neighbors and make our community feel connected when we're actually very isolated.
And Claire, what kind of things do you do for the newspaper?
I write and draw and take pictures.
What's been your favorite assignment so far, Claire, for the paper?
Probably the writing a thank you note to things that have been keeping company during quarantine, like Alexas or TV or video games.
Yep.
Laura, could you talk about some of the other things that you've featured in the paper?
Yeah, one of the first things we did was we had kids imagine what the quarantine felt like from their pet's perspective. What is their dog or cat thinking now that they're all at home all the time? And so kids wrote from their pet's perspective. We've done celebrations that they would normally have done at school, things like learning how to ride a bike or celebrating your birthday. We've done all kinds of little short prompts, like what's your favorite cereal that you'd want to be quarantined with if you only had one for the whole time?
Laura, can you talk about the response to the paper? First of all, from contributors, have lots of kids stepped up and wanted to write?
Yeah, it's been fun to see kids I've never met in person have been writing for the Quarantine Times, mm-hmm. and their parents have been thanking us for giving them something constructive and creative to do and something to look forward to as each new edition comes out. And I've heard a lot from neighbors who don't have their kids or grandkids nearby and who say, wow, thanks for showing us what kids are up to. It's so cool to see all this creative, fun energy that kids have. So I've gotten a lot of emails from people who are otherwise pretty isolated, but they've really enjoyed reading the Quarantine Times.
Now, Claire, do you feel like you miss seeing your friends at school every day?
Yes, definitely.
Does working on the paper and being able to work with other kids, some maybe you know, some maybe you don't, does it make you feel like, hey, at least in some way you are in contact with them?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's been fun. A lot of her friends have contributed and sent in pictures and things, right?
And poems, yeah.
And poems, yep.
And Laura, what's the age range of contributors to the Quarantine Times so far?
Well, my kids, I have four kids. My kids are ages 10, 8, 5, and 3. So we've kind of focused on that elementary age range, things that kids in that age range can write about. So our upcoming edition this weekend, we asked kids, introduce us to your fictional friends. We don't get to spend as much time with our real life friends, but who are some of those movie characters and book characters that you're spending a lot of time with? Kind of a twist on a book or movie review that might keep us all company if we can find that same friend.
We're talking about the Quarantine Times, a newspaper, a kid-centered newspaper based in Middleton. Laura Lundgren is with us, former English teacher and Middleton resident, and her daughter, Claire, assistant editor of the Quarantine Times. Laura, you got a lot of attention. The Washington Post highlighted the Quarantine Times in a story it did about how kid newspapers are popping up during the pandemic. What was it like to see that on the national stage?
That was so cool. That was a real treat for our kids, mm-hmm. Especially the kids who had their little article featured in that page that got presented on the Washington Post. They were excited to be able to share with their parents and grandparents. Not only am I in a local newspaper, we made it to the Washington Post. That was a cool honor.
Yeah.
Claire, what other things do you think that you would like to write or draw and get your friends to write and draw for the Quarantine Times? Do you have some more ideas you're working on?
We are going to do a nature the next quarantine time, the fifth version is going to be of nature. We are focusing on Pheasant Branch's 25th anniversary.
Yep, the Friends of Pheasant Branch is celebrating their 25th anniversary, and they are working with us to get kids outside, celebrating nature, writing poetry, yes, and finding some of the cool natural treasures that we have here in Madison area.
Well, Laura, you had this inspiration to do the paper as a former teacher yourself and a parent doing this. Do you have suggestions for parents out there looking for ways to help their kids keep engaged and keep learning, even if it's not the full-on school experience?
Yeah, we found our favorite experiences are things we can all do together. Mm-hmm. We much prefer going on a nature walk, looking for some of the neat animals and then coming home to research those or plants that we see, rather than being on different screens in different rooms. We really love to be doing books that we read aloud together as a family. So I think it's all about doing the things we normally do as a family, but with a little more intentionality to make sure we're going that extra step to be a little curious or explore and answer the questions that get raised as we do our normal outdoor activities and read books together.
And Laura, one of the things I love about the quarantine times is all the prompts you've given to kids for things to write about or draw. And that sounds like something a parent could do at home, you know, even if they're not actually making a newspaper out of it.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways to process this. I think kids don't do as well when you ask them direct questions like, how do you feel? But if you ask, man, how do you think the dog feels about having us all at home? You might get a little glimpse of how they're processing this abrupt change to their routine.
Now, Claire, you're 10. You don't have to decide on a career just yet. But does working on the quarantine times make you think you'd like to learn more about journalism?
Yes.
You'd probably like to be a cartoonist if you could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Claire. I'm sorry.
In my spare time, like when we were still doing school and all that, in my spare time, I always liked doing cartoons, and now I get to do one every day.
Yeah.
Do every day.
Her idea was to do coronavirus cartoons, kind of making light of some of the new phrases like social distancing, and we're all in this together. She made some new coronavirus cartoons that'll be in our next edition.
Yes.
Laura, this is a great project for the kids now. Are you hoping it's going to be something that they and others can look back on, hopefully soon, when this is behind us, to remember this different time in our history?
Absolutely. I think this is a story kids are going to be telling for the rest of their lives. The school year that got interrupted, the quarantine, being at home for this time. And I thought the newspaper would be a great artifact of this time to help them focus on what were some of the good and fun things that we got to do during this time. What are some of the memories? I just thought it would be a great way for them to keep track of what they were thinking and feeling at this unique moment in history. And I think it gives kids a chance to write their own version of this story.
Claire, is there something like that for you? Something that has been fun, even in this weird time?
Yes. We have been going outside a lot. And not just on trails, just we can play in our own backyard for 5 hours, maybe.
Yeah, a lot more extended, long playtimes outside, right?
On the trampoline.
Yeah, trampoline, going on walks in our neighborhood. We found some new views we didn't even know were within walking distance of our house.
Yes.
In our last minute or so, Laura, if somebody's listening in another community and thinking, wow, this sounds like a great idea, do you have some advice on how they could get something like that started?
Absolutely. Or tell people you're interested in doing this through Nextdoor, Facebook, and your community. There's some great online applications. If you go to the Quarantine Times Facebook page, I just did an FAQ of all the questions I've been getting from people of the different online resources I've used to do newspaper layout and create the some of the cool prompts that we've shared.
That's great. Laura and Claire, thank you both so much for sharing this with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us on.
Thanks.
Laura Lundgren is the editor-in-chief of the Quarantine Times, a kid-centered newspaper in Middleton. Her 10-year-old daughter was also with us, Claire, who is the assistant editor. You can check it out at flipsnack.com/thequarantinetimes, or as Laura mentioned, you can look for the Quarantine Times on Facebook.